Yes, as of this morning, we issued notices of discipline to 8 officers, 3 of which were served notices of discipline with recommendations for termination. The other 5, there were recommendations of discipline for anything as low as counseling and training, all the way up to loss of days or loss of leave time.
And who are those officers, Chief?
And by state law, I'm precluded from identifying those officers or the charges that are associated with any of the officers.
Can the officers challenge those actions, Chief?
Yes. By contract, they have an opportunity to either accept the notices of discipline as they are, or they can challenge or contest those notices of discipline, those charges. And if they do, then it reverts back to the language and in their collective bargaining agreement, which gives them an opportunity to grieve it. And it could be something as quick and simple as a 1 or 2 week mediation, or it can be something as protracted as several months of that results in an arbitration. And so right now, everything at this point is contingent on whether or not the officers decide to accept the discipline as is or challenge it.
Do you expect the officers to challenge the measures?
I don't know. We presented the officers with the notice of discipline, and we did not get any indication from the officers either way as to whether or not they'll accept or challenge.
And you provided them with those notices this morning?
Yes.
What other measures has the department taken in response to the March incident?
Well, there was a lot of lessons learned. We learned that the police officers, you know, we in the police department don't have to solve those sorts of quality of life issues all by ourselves, that we can take a more collaborative approach to addressing those issues. You know, reaching out to our codes department or corp counsel or planning or using our elected officials or other members of the community and as intermediaries in terms of resolving those sorts of things. And so we've adopted, and we've always had this. So what we've done is just strengthen our commitment to a more holistic approach to addressing those sorts of issues. And we're confident that going forward, we'll have more positive outcomes with those sorts of incidents.
With the disciplinary actions outlined today and the actions that you just discussed, what is the department's message to the community in the wake of this incident almost a year ago now?
Well, it shows that the department can take partake in a very thorough and complete and fair, impartial, and defensible investigation that's open and transparent, that's fair to both our citizens and other members of the community, but also fair to the members of our police department. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that there were some officers who were accused of things during that incident that were exonerated. So while we found that there was some inappropriate conduct, there was some officers who were exonerated as well. And so it shows that the police department can conduct these types of investigations, that we can hold ourselves accountable. And it shows that we do have a willingness and a desire to engage and to build and strengthen relations in this community.
Officer Luke Deer was arrested and charged in relation to this incident. What is his status?
Right now, Officer Deer his case is being reviewed by the Albany County District Attorney's Office. And in fact, the entire incident itself, the case itself, is still under review by the District Attorney's Office as well. Now, I cannot reveal or divulge whether or not who the officers are, who the 8 officers are that are subject to the notices of discipline, though.
And Officer Luke Deer, though, is he still a member of the Albany Police Department?
Yes.
Chief Eric Hawkins of the Albany Police Department. Chief, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.